now Warsaw. WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you and yours. Hope your weekend's off to a good start. Tigers got the Tiger weekend off to a good start with a 41-7 win over Wauwatosa last night, and they keep the W Trophy, their 11th straight win over Wauwatosa over the years. Although you can see in the program that Thacker is beginning to have an impact there, and they've got some good young players that are going to be trouble for the Tigers and the rest of the Northern Lakes Conference moving forward. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and the players that he brought with him here in just a minute. The other conference scores. Concord had a 21-0 lead late, and Northridge scored twice to make it 21-14. They ran out of time, and Concord holds on to win 21-14. Mishawaka kicks a field goal in the final minute and beat Northwood 26-25 in a game that saw the lead change in the fourth quarter four times. Plymouth beat Goshen 44-7 at the Rock Pile last night, and so the updated conference standings: Mishawaka, Warsaw, and Plymouth are all 2-0. Concord and Northwood are 1-1. And Goshen, Wauwatosa, and Northridge are 0-2. In the Indiana Northern State Conference last night, Bremen beat LaVille for their first win of the season, 7-6. Glenn beat Jimtown, 14-10. Knox beat Tippecanoe Valley, 36-21. In the TRC, Cass beat Manchester, 18-14. Maconaqua beat Whitco, 62-0. Northwestern beat Peru 39-30. It was Rochester over Wabash 56-7, and Southwood beat Northfield 27-12. In the Hoosier North, North Judson beat North Miami 24-16, and Triton beat South Central 63-0. The Trojans are now 3-1. In the NIC, Elkhart beat Riley 39-22. Penn beat Washington 62-0. It was Adams over New Prairie 35-34. And St. Joe wins the Holy War, shutting out Marion 31-0. In the Northeast Corner Conference, Central Noble beat Prairie Heights 35-26. Cherubusco beat Eastside 19-14. Fairfield beat Culver Academy 28-27. It was Garrett over Lakeland 28-7. And West Noble beat Angola 28-14. And a stunner in the Northeast 8. Huntington North had a 21-0 lead. Columbia City got to within 7 in the fourth quarter, but the Vikings hold them off and get their first win of the season and give Columbia City their first loss of the season. Final score 21-14. Again, the Tigers keep the W Trophy. They beat Wauwatosa 41-7. We'll talk with Coach Curtis about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
When you need a stylish look for your home, head to Brouwer's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Shop from the largest furniture selection in the area, including quality brand names like England, Best, and Roe. Get the quality sleep you need with a premium mattress from Therapeutic, and add an adjustable base for the ultimate night's sleep. Brouwer's also has in stock carpet along with vinyl, plank, hardwood, and tile. Visit browerscarpet.com and stop in today at 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Call the Glass Doctor, we fix your pain.
Your windshield? Your choice. Dealing with a broken car window can be a real hassle. At Glass Doctor of Indiana, we have the best warranties in the business. Our windshields have the exclusive Windshield Protection Plan, unlimited chip repairs and one replacement for 1 year. With the best reviews, products, service, and guarantees in the business, be sure to demand Glass Doctor. Remember, your windshield, your choice.
Call the Glass Doctor, we fix your pains. Oh yeah!
Farmers work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job, it's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Roger.
Another good win last night.
It was a good win.
Not perfect, but good, and the W Trophy stays where it belongs here in Tiger Town.
All of those things are true.
From the beginning of the game, you could see that our defense was just moving faster than their offense could.
We really came out. I think Coach Callhorn and his staff, one of the points of emphasis was playing the game more physically, reading your keys correctly. I think with when you face an offense similar to this, it is so imperative that your eyes are disciplined and you don't look at the wrong things, because it's all their big plays are predicated off run action. So if you start looking to see where you think the ball is going to be and you're not looking at the correct key for run or pass, or looking at, you know, the number two receiver if you're a corner or safety, that's when you look silly. Example of that, okay? We run the toss, you know, where we pitch the ball out to either Tucker Reed or Wyatt Herman. We've got a couple passes off that. One of which was, you saw early where Logan Carl was, no one was within 25 yards of him. That's what they try to do to you. Get you to look at the wrong things, make a commitment to the wrong thing, and then get beat deep. So we settled down and did that really well. Did not give up any big plays. I thought we ran to the ball decently. I thought our fits were physical. We knew their quarterback was very capable of making you look, you know, 3 and 4 yard you to death. And I thought we held him to 2 and 1 yards when he would pull the ball on midline. So that was good news.
Those two big kids they have in the backfield are going to be a problem for teams for a couple of years to come. Those kids are big players, and they're going to figure this out. They're going to be good.
15's a freshman, 34, or 15's a sophomore, 34 is a freshman, McKibben. Both are going to be outstanding players. And, you know, right now they're 15 and 16 or 14 and 15, but they play hard. They run the ball hard. If you remember the first half of our 2018 season, maybe you can't think back that far, 8 years or 7 years.
It's a long ways, but I remember a lot of that.
There were some absolutely hideous moments for us where we never knew where the ball was going to be. I had warned my guys that for a half a season, what we're doing offensively is going to look tragic. Be patient. And I think that's what Coach Thacker's in right now. He is building something there that he wants to see last for a long time. And to do that, I think, you know, they're so much better than they were a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know, that might not be evident to a fan's eye or anybody's eye, but they're better than they were a year ago. They've got some good young pieces, and they play hard.
As far as preparing for Wawasee, obviously they do the same thing you do, but they do it differently. Is it easier to prepare your kids for that kind of game, or do they go into it thinking they know what's coming?
Yes and yes. Yes, it's easier because that's all we see all summer. That's all we defend for the most part all summer. We spend 3 days at Wishbone Camp defending the flex bone. And that's why sometimes when we get out of the gate early defensively against passing teams and zone teams, it may not look as good as we want it to look defensively. But I think it's a good advantage too. Because when we go ones versus ones or ones versus twos throughout the summer in 11-on-11 against ourselves, generally 90% of the time it is against our offense.
And your defensive line, terrific again last night, getting to the quarterback, forcing him to throw a ball way before he wanted to, and this time your guys were able to get to it and catch it.
It worked. Fletcher Pohl had a nice pick early after we had fumbled the ball away after moving it down inside the 10-yard line. Not sure, did we have any other interceptions? I know we recovered a kick.
Could have had another one.
Yeah.
Sinclair.
Yeah, late.
Yeah, had one go through his hands.
He did. But, yeah, I think our kids read our keys for the most part. And you mentioned the interception. I think there was a lot of good, clean, hard hitting going on. When they got out on the perimeter early, there were some issues with us setting the edge and then having our waiting for the posse to arrive. But all in all, I was very extremely pleased. That's 2 weeks in a row our varsity defense has had shutout.
Since you mentioned the kick recovery, I want to go
to unintentional, that. By the way.
Okay, that's what we all wanted to know. I said, I'm going to ask Coach about it in the morning.
Here
and
it
said,
is.
The object of that is just to kick the ball hard down the field low
kick
and not necessarily kick it
low between two guys.
Yeah.
Let it bounce around. Because as you saw, we had just given up a return to midfield, the kick before that or maybe before that. So it was important that and people are going to catch on. When number 80 is kicking, it's probably going to go low and near the ground or a pop-up. If 86 is kicking, you know, we're aiming for the end zone.
That makes it easier to know what's coming, but that doesn't make it easier to catch. That ball is shaped funny, and when it hits even the turf, it takes a funny bounce, and they had a couple of funny bounces last night they had to deal with.
There's a great book out there by Mike Leach. Are you a Mike Leach fan?
Yes.
Okay. It's called Squib Kick It to the Fat Kid. That's the name of the book. Okay? So that's kind of what our philosophy at times is you want to find I don't say fat, but you want to find the most unathletic looking kid in that front line and make him make a football play.
Yeah. And so,
it's a great book. It's not a football book as far as tactics and things like that, but Mike Leach, God rest his soul, puts together a career of just funny stories and musings and things that have happened to him along the way. It's worth the read.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. He was a funny guy. College football misses him. So talk about the offense. It was a very businesslike performance. When they got the ball inside the 20-yard line, most of the time they took care of business. But you have to be pretty concerned now that we're four games into this and there's still ball handling mistakes happening.
There were two fumbles that we lost last night. One of which was knocked out before the ball even got to the fullback. So that was really not a ball handling issue. That was more of a, I'm swinging the ball to get it in the mesh, and there's a large body that is knocking that ball out of my hands before I get a chance to give it to the fullback. Second one was on us. That was on our you can't ride deeper than your belly button. If you ride the ball into the line of scrimmage and then try to pull it out, the fullback thinks he's getting it, so he's clamped down. Quarterback's tugging at it, and that's what happened.
Otherwise,
we scored five of our six possessions in the first half. So,
yeah.
You know, is five out of six what percentage is that? You're a math guy.
That's really good.
88?
Something like
five
that.
Five out of six, sure. 88%. Okay. Five out of six times, that's good if you're hitting a baseball. That's good if you're looking at drives, okay? That's not good if you're counting on somebody to come to work 6 days and they only come five. It's not good if you're wanting to eat a great meal 6 days and you only get to eat 5 days. So that's how severe it is for me. That's how I look at it, okay, from that end. Every time we possess the football, we want it to end with a score. Obviously, is it realistic? I don't know if it's ever been done. Maybe in the old days, but that is our goal, is each time we possess a football to come away with points, okay? A more realistic goal, Roger, would be to end every offensive series with some type of kick, whether it be an extra point or a punt, okay? That means you're not turning the football over and giving your opponent good field position. So, that's where we're at. Yeah, and you use the word concerned. I think I would ratchet that up to some verbiage that I won't use on the air due to the FCC, but I would say it's a higher level than concern. It's going to be catastrophic against the people we have coming up on our schedule. Not just concerning, but catastrophic, game-ending type things if we don't stop with the silly mistakes and get a little bit better with our ball handling.
And the interesting part about these three games that are coming up, Concord, then Plymouth, then Mishawaka, is that all three of these teams have shown that they are vincible, right? They are beatable. They have issues that they have to deal with just like your kids do. These games are very doable for your squad.
Well, we're going to worry about the next one, but yes, you're right. What do they say? There ain't no horse that can't be rode, and ain't no cowboy that can't be throwed.
Yes.
And that's kind of how the NLC is. There's no cowboy out there that can't ride a horse for 30 seconds, and there's no horse out there that can't throw a cowboy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at. And you look at it as it lines up, and really, games 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the next 5 weeks, it'll all shake itself out. They will crown a champion at the end of the season, possibly more than one. That's happened. I've seen three-way ties. I've seen two-way ties. But it will work itself out. The thing about football, you can't cheat. You can't cheat it. Okay? It's like the weight room. You can't cheat it. It is going to expose you. The game is going to expose who you really are. Very rarely does the wrong team win. Does that make sense in
yes.
football? It can happen in other sports, I believe. But very rarely, because of the physicality, the nature of the physicality, the preparation it takes in the offseason, very rarely does the game cheat you.
Can you just, for a couple minutes, comment on the number of alums that were at the game last night?
It was incredible.
It was a huge alum.
I really don't know the exact number. I haven't gotten back with Amy Nelson, Zach Nelson, and Michael Curtis. By the way, thank you for those three, along with everybody else that helped. It was really a wonderful evening. And the one bad thing about coaching in the game is I didn't get, you know, I got to go over there and talk to a few people, but didn't really get to enjoy that part of the evening. But everywhere I looked, there was a gray shirt with an orange helmet on it with a paw on it.
Yeah.
So that was really neat. And the care, and I addressed our kids before the game with, there are 60 to 100 men out here that would trade places with you tonight. And that's how important this game is to those guys. Now, maybe they'd only be good for one or two plays.
No, snaps. But they would do it.
Oh, absolutely they would do it. We have guys that come to every practice.
Yeah.
They love Warsaw football that much. So it was heartwarming. I thought that the venue was incredible. We fed our alumni. If they registered in time, they got a T-shirt. Several of them did not. And, you know, if we end up with extra T-shirts, we got them to them. And then there were tents set up for food. There were picnic tables. Just a really nice evening to honor our former Warsaw Tiger Gritters.
Who's with you today?
Well, let's see who we got here. We've got number 18, Hunter Dillon, not Liam Kennedy. Number 18, Hunter Dillon. And we have number 25, Enrique Silva. Hunter is an outside linebacker, converted from split end. And Enrique is a cornerback, converted from safety slash linebacker slash fullback slash split end. He's run the gamut.
Yeah, and the diner fed these guys this morning, and we appreciate that, and we'll talk with them. Coming up in just a minute, this is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Too many homeowners in northern Indiana get told they need expensive repairs or replacements they don't really need. That's not right. At Flotek, we're here to protect you. That's why we offer free second opinions. No pressure, no gimmicks, just honest answers you can trust. Don't let the wrong company drain your wallet. Call Flotek today or visit us online at flotekpnh.com. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating.
False start. Pass interference. Offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes. Rust stains. Dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Co.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Unfortunately, the end of the boat season is coming sooner than any of us wants. But now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Be ready to go next spring. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Research shows vaping is on the rise among teens. One of the most influential factors when a teen is growing up is a strong, open relationship with parents, family, or caregivers. Some ways to take action with your kids is to be checked in, clear and consistent about your messaging and expectations regarding vaping and substance abuse, establish family agreements, and let them know you are there and care. Continue talking to your teens as they get older. This message brought to you by Kosciuszko Cares and the Kosciuszko Drug-Free Coalition. Visit inspire-in.org.
Did you catch that touchdown last night? It was insane.
Nope. Missed it. My screen froze and then game over.
You gotta get Surf Internet. I've got fast fiber speeds with no throttling ever.
Sounds like a winning play. Sign me up.
Score big with Surf Fiber Fast Internet today. Just $30 a month with AutoPay, including free installation and free Wi-Fi. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Enrique's got the microphone first. He hits the chair, so he gets the microphone first. So talk about changing positions within a defense. How difficult was that for you?
It wasn't really a difference. There were some similarities to switching positions, some differences, and wasn't too hard to learn a different position. It was just some of them with same techniques and stances.
So, obviously, the goal of the defense, all 11 guys playing on the field at the same time, is the same. Find the ball, tackle that guy, strip the ball out if you can. Whereas as offense, you have guys blocking, some guys are passing, some guys are catching. But you guys are all the same. So does that make that transition from one position to another easier?
Yes. It just makes it where I'm just in a different spot, really. And I just have a little bit different assignments, coverage, what to know, what to read, and just go find the ball and make a play.
What's it like to hit somebody so hard that they make a noise when they hit the ground?
A little good. It's just a special feeling you get when you get it, and all the excitement when you hear the crowd just roaring and your teammates just cheer you on.
Going into this season, after losing eight guys and eight really good guys that graduated last spring, you knew that there were going to be a lot of adjustments to make, and you knew that there was going to be a lot of competition during the summer and the first 3 weeks of practice. What was that competition like?
Everyone was going for a spot. A lot of hardworking people, a lot of hard practices, but we all worked as a team to see who can be the best at the spots and who can have a good Friday night game.
Tell us about your parents and your brothers and sisters and where you live.
I'm living with my mom and dad. I have a little brother that's 11 and another little brother that just turned 2.
What are your mom and dad's names?
Riza and Herberto.
Okay, and what's your brother's name?
Sebastian is the 11-year-old, and the 2-year-old is Leonardo.
You have a 2-year-old brother?
Yeah.
Are you a good big brother?
Sometimes.
Can you change diapers?
No.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to get a scholarship from wrestling and hopefully wrestle in college. But if I don't, I'll probably work somewhere or see where I go.
Talk about wrestling real quick, because those two sports, football and wrestling, seem to go together. And yet there aren't that many football players that wrestle. Why do you think that is?
Some have indoor track and...
Well, what I'm saying is I think that if you're not in a winter sport otherwise, wrestling seems like it would be an obvious, and more kids would do it.
Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of conditioning, wrestling, weight cutting. You can't just learn it in a year. It takes multiple years to learn how to be good at it, how to be comfortable doing it.
Who's your favorite teacher?
In school?
Yeah.
Coach Huber.
Really? Remind everybody what class that is.
World history. Government. U.S. government.
Yeah. Why is he your favorite?
Just fun class to be in, and just a great teacher to talk to.
And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
Some of my football buddies, number 37, Dalen Fitzpatrick, or 29, Wyatt Harmon.
Yeah. Good. All right. So what we want to know from Hunter right off the bat is, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Okay. Take us through what happened.
We were doing two-man fit. I got off the block and went to fit up, and my head was out-leveraged and went backwards.
And what did you feel in that moment?
A pop and a crunch in my neck, and I knew something was wrong, so I took my helmet off and sat out until the drill was over.
But you didn't know how bad it was right away.
I did not.
Okay.
I just knew something was wrong.
And again, part of why we're talking about this with kids is because we're hoping to help parents so that they can see symptoms of concussions and other things so that they can help their kids as they work through these things. So how scared were you?
I was pretty scared. I didn't know if my season would be over, or I just had a lot of things going through my mind.
It's been 2 weeks?
Just about, yes.
Yeah, and you're still in the neck brace. What's the prognosis?
Severe whiplash, and I go see the doctor Tuesday to see if I can get cleared to come back.
And if you do, you're going to start back to practice?
Yes, sir.
Is that going to be difficult for you?
A little bit. It might be a little timid at first until I get back to hitting people, get back into the swing of things.
And you get back into it gradually, take it slow, and yeah, for sure. Talk about this defensive team and what you expect from them moving forward. It's a team that seems to be getting better every week, certainly has made some adjustments that's made them better. What are you guys doing in practice to get better every week?
We're always doing reading drills, tackling drills, just everything, all the small things that add up together when 11 hats are to the ball, all the fundamentals.
Yeah. Can you talk about, because we haven't asked about this yet, can you explain to everybody what a loaf is?
Not running to the ball, not full speed, just not giving enough effort.
And what's the consequence for that?
Punishment, running, anything.
Right, and they those add up, right?
They do.
Yeah.
So typically probably around 20 to 30, trying to get that number down. We're at 5%, trying to get lower and lower each game.
Talk about your parents, their names and brothers and sisters and where you live.
Okay. So I have dad, stepdad, mom, stepmom, Dustin Dillon, superintendent at the city, Ashley Dillon, and then I have my mom, Carrie Whitmer, and my stepdad, Adam Whitmer. And then I have two sisters, one older, one younger. Annika Whitmer is my older sister. My younger sister is Addison Davis.
You've survived having two sisters in your house and no brothers.
Somehow. It's been hard.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I hopefully want to go to college, either in-state or out-of-state, and hopefully do something in the medical field or engineering or combine the two.
Nice. Is there a perfect job for you?
I don't know yet. I still have to do some searching, figure it out, to find out what I want to do.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a broad spectrum of jobs.
Yeah. Who's been your favorite teacher in high school?
Ooh. Probably Mrs. Miller. I had her for chemistry and human body systems. She's fun. She'll help make sure you understand everything, and she's very nice.
Good. Excellent. And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
Liam Kennedy and Brody Duncan, number 59 and 43.
Yeah, those are good guys.
They are.
Thank you guys for coming in today. Good job this season. Get better soon. Keep up your good work, Enrique. And again, we appreciate the diner feeding these guys this morning. When we come back, we will go through all the other scores and schedules as the girls' golf team starts to wrap up their regular season. Starting today, we'll talk about that. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, on News Now Warsaw.
Midwest Tire and Auto Repair has been serving Warsaw and surrounding communities for many years. They are a Napa Auto Care Center, offering a wide variety of automotive services from oil changes to differential repairs. Choose from multiple name brand tires that make your ride feel great at a price that fits your budget. Call 574-269-9250. Visit MidwestTireWarsaw.com and stop in today to 995 North Lake Street in Warsaw.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mitchell Hall. For five generations, my family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you.
Some people are looking for the latest and greatest. Others trust in the tried and true. Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, a fourth generation family-owned business where we are absolutely tried and true. And we're also the latest and greatest. We've just expanded and opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. Stop in now to take advantage of fantastic fall savings and no interest payment plans. Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City, your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. High school sports programs seek to develop excellence year in and year out. So do law firms. At Rock Hill Pinnock, our team of experienced attorneys works together to provide the best outcome for your legal case. Whether it's preparing your will, defending you in a lawsuit, or making sure your rights as a parent are protected in a divorce, the attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock have the experience to fight for you. Call Rock Hill Pinnock at 574-267-6116 to schedule your appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another year of Tiger football. All the football teams and cheer squads have worked hard this offseason getting stronger and preparing to rock the gridiron each and every game day. Just like those student athletes, your Bobcat and Exmark equipment has worked hard all summer long. Reward that equipment by bringing it in for that fall service so it's ready to roll next year. Now that your hard work is out of the way, let's go out and support our Tigers for another great football season. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of both Warsaw Tiger football and Warsaw Tiger cheer.
Booyah!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
The girls' golf team had a unique opportunity yesterday. They got to leave school. They got to have a day off from school and go play golf. They played in the 50th annual Pat Ford Invitational, hosted by LaPorte High School at the Beechwood Golf Course. That is unusual because they have four par fours on the or four par fives on the back nine, so it's a par 74. Northridge won the tournament with a score of 322, and then you go back to Lake Central was second with 334. Warsaw came in sixth with a score of 347. For the Lady Tigers, Vivian Pikich with an 84, and not the conventional 84. That's a 47 on the front and a 37 on the back. Anya finished with an 88, Lily Henderson 86, Sophie Stewart 89, Reese Berner finished with a 92. More on the girls and what they're doing today in just a minute. The Tiger tennis team hosted Northridge on Tuesday, and they beat them by a score of 4-1. Henry Norton and Ted Grandin at singles, and Spencer Love and Luke Smith at number one doubles, and Cale Maridou and Grant Breen at number two doubles were winners. For the junior varsity, Ian Overman, Austin Klingeman, Dominic Manwaring, and Tristan Etner all winners. Kendrick Bennett and Silas Metz, Ben Corson and Jack Burnett, Austin Klingeman and Silas Breen, and Hudson Victa and Ian Overman for the Tigers won points. For the Tigers then on Wednesday, the next night, they took on Homestead. They lost to the Spartans by a score of 4-1. Ted Grandin, the only point for Warsaw, winning 7-6 and 7-6. The tiebreakers went 7-5 and 7-4. And the junior varsity only scored 1 point in their matches, so they lost 8-1. Ben Corson and Jack Burnett winning a point for the junior varsity. Then the Tigers on Thursday, three nights in a row, and they picked up their second victory of the week by beating Canterbury on the road, 5-0. Charlie Norton, Henry Norton, Ted Grandin all winning in singles. Spencer Love and Luke Smith, Cale Maridou, and Grant Breen with victories in doubles. And the junior varsity swept the competition 9-0. Ricardo Bocciocchio was a winner at singles. So was Ian Overman, Austin Klingeman, and Will Peterson. In the doubles teams had Nate Friedberg and Owen Neeson, Silas Breen and Hudson Victa, Isaiah Stoffel and Dominic Manwaring, Tristan Etner and Silas Metz, Kendrick Bennett and Ben Corson, and Jack Burnett and Ricardo also picked up points for the junior varsity. The girls soccer team scored a pair of goals in the first 25 minutes of their match on Tuesday with Mishawaka and used that to get to a 4-1 victory. Lila Williman scored in the 13th minute. Natalie Heppner scored 11 minutes later on an assist from Hayden Elliott. That would give all the scoring Warsaw would need for the night, but Evie Pepper found the net in the 33rd minute and Amy Escutia Palacios in the 38th minute to put the match on ice. Evie Pepper got the assist on Amy's goal. The JV beat Blackhawk that same night 4-0. Then the girls got a huge home win on senior night. You talk about a big booster. The girls on senior night on Thursday beat previously NLC unbeaten Concord 2-0 at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Natalie Heppner got the Lady Tigers on the board in the 33rd minute, set up by Maya Boddicker, and then Amy Escutia Palacios added the insurance in the 50th minute with Heppner getting the assist. The shutout by the back five was aided by Avery Forster, who made three saves in goal for the Lady Tigers, who really, this was the classic team defense concept. They had, Concord had very few really good scoring chances in that match because the defense just did their job and was very impressive. And this Concord team, who at that point was 9-1, now 9-2, was defeated by a score of 2-0. The JV also was a winner over Concord by a score of 9-0. The boys' soccer team on Saturday lost to Penn 1-0. The JV team lost by a count of 2-0. The orange team played to a scoreless draw with Penn in three matches up in Osceola. After being shut out then by Penn on Saturday, the Tiger boys' side found the net early and often with an 11-0 NLC win over Mishawaka. Goals for Maiden Berger, who had four, Sam Laura one, Pierre Richard Dorval with one, and one each for Grayson Walston, Delix Benitez, and Jonah Coggle. I take that back. Coggle scored two, and then Ricky Anaclito with one, an assist for Sam Laura, Andres Rosas, Benitez, Diego Rodriguez, Sean Smith, and Gabe Otero. The Tiger boys side won their second straight match with a win on Thursday outside the conference in Fort Wayne over Lures by a score of 2-0. Sam Laura and Maida Berger scored the goals, and keeper Isaac Summer pitched a clean sheet for the Tigers for their third shutout in their last five matches. The cross-country teams went to Indiana Wesleyan last Saturday and ran in the Chuck Schlemmer Elite. The girls' race was the Chuck Schlemmer Elite Girls Varsity Race, and the JV also was there to race at the Marion Invite. Perfect running conditions last Saturday morning and a loaded field. You're talking number 2, number 4, number 10, number 23, all in the field in this week's poll. And the Lady Tigers finished 5th. The varsity led by Sammy Rastrelli with an 18:32. That was 8th overall. Her little sister, Dani Rastrelli, finished with a 23rd place finish at 19:15. Eden Metz finished with a personal best 19:27, which was 26th. Eden Gackenheimer with a new personal record of 20:33 was 52nd. Katie Robertson, 20:46, finished 59th. That's a personal best for her. Hannah Fisher clocked a season best 20:57 for a 62nd place finish. Stephanie Malagon ran strongly and finished 65th for the Tigers. Then in the JV race, the girls added 5 more personal bests. Nico Ewert at 22:40 led the way. Estelle Jumard close behind at 22:48 for a personal best. And then Ariana Bradley at 23:10. Nadia Payton at 24:06. And Bronwyn Pock at 24:16 for the girls, who had a very, very good day down in Marion. The boys set 27 personal records. They finished 11th out of 14, but if you go just by that, then it's like, how could they have had a good day? Well, they had a good day because of all those personal records. 27 personal bests. The JV squad finished number three out of the 13 teams involved in that race. The biggest, of course, news of this day was Jackson Gackenheimer, who put his name permanently into the history book at Warsaw Community High School, breaking the 5K cross-country record, which was set by Ellis Kuhn on that same course at Indiana Wesleyan, by the way, back in 2014, so 11 years ago. On that day, Kuhn ran 15:21. And Jackson Gackenheimer ran 14:59. He's the first Tiger in the history of Warsaw cross country to break the 15-minute barrier. He finished 2nd overall, and the kid that beat him was Noah Bontrager, who is the reigning state champ in the mile and the 3,200, and also was the New Balance 5,000-meter champion. So he lost to a guy who has a big-time reputation as being a very good runner. Five different Tigers broke the 18-minute barrier for the first time. Freshman Luke Vanderby at 17:39. Spiros Christos, 17:41. They were Warsaw's fourth and fifth runners for the day. Eli Swihart, the freshman, ran at 17:53. He had done that earlier in the season. He got injured, so he's working his way back. Ran 18:11, was the Tigers' 10th man. And you had a lot of other kids that did a lot of great things. In the JV race, the Tigers continued to impress. Three boys earned their varsity letters by breaking 19 minutes. Junior Caleb Poorman, junior Grayson Waldo, and freshman Clint Douglas. So congratulations to all those guys. And that means, Coach Campbell filling us in on this, Warsaw now has 16 of their 35 active runners on the team this year have achieved varsity letter status. And that is fantastic. That's what it's all about. Kids getting better, pushing themselves to be better, to go faster, to go better longer, and they're doing that. The Unified Flag football team lost to Adams on Monday by a score of 40-28. Lillian Jarrett made quite the impressive sideline grab, tightrope the boundary, kept her feet in bounds, and made a big play. That set up the Tigers with a prime chance to score their second touchdown of the evening, which they did. Cornerback Johannes Schmidt, once again, showing his ability to run and throw the ball, threw for a couple of big games, and also on a trick play, caught a pass that caught Adams completely off guard. After the Eagles struck quickly at the beginning of the second half, Ben King Shark Slaybaugh answered with a touchdown of his own for the Tigers. Veteran leader Mason Anderson made his impact felt with an abundance of joy that was very contagious throughout the team. They had a good time. They played a good game, but they lost to a team that was better, 40-28, Adams with the victory. The volleyball teams were in action this week. Saturday, the girls hosted their invitational and went 3-1, beating Southside in 2, 25-4, 25-5. Erica Shimasaki with 10 aces, McKenna Moore with 6. Erica also had 16 assists. Ellie Green led the team with 4 kills. Sophia Rios with 10 digs. Then the junior varsity took on Lures. They beat them in 3. It went to 15-5 in the third and final set. Again, Shimasaki and Abby Stratton and Emily Haverstock and Sophia Rios all with 2 aces. Erica Shimasaki with 21 assists. Addie Weidenbender with 10 kills, and Kayla Browning had 6. Kayla also had 3 blocks for the Lady Tigers, and Sophia Rios had 16 digs. The junior varsity beat Chesterton. It went to a third set, and the girls won that third set 15-6. Shimasaki with 20 assists, Weidenbender with 10 kills, Ellie Green with 3 blocks, Weidenbender also with 15 digs. And then in the final round, the JV lost to Homestead. It went to 3, 15-10. They lost in game 3. Shimasaki with 2 aces, Abby Stratton with 2. Erica also had 23 assists, Addie Weidenbender with 10 kills, and Kayla Browning with 7. The girls then on Thursday went to Northridge to the new Jayco Arena in its second year of existence, and they beat Northridge in 3 at the varsity level, and they won in impressive fashion, 25-22, 25-23, and 25-10. That puts the varsity at 13-2 overall, 3-0 in conference play. CeCe Good having a tremendous senior season. 14 kills. Harper Setzer with 6. Reagan Edwards, 6. Madison Brandon with 6. Maddie Williamson with 4. You can see the balance that this team has, and it's a youthful balance. There's a lot of underclassmen that are competing and competing well for Shandor Hepler's team. They are difficult to stop because you don't know where the ball is going to go. That's the setters. Avery Hepner with 20 assists. Madison Brandon with 15. Ellie Hepler with 4 aces. Olivia Rooney had 4 for the varsity. Ellie also had 22 digs to add to her chart-topping total. And Reagan Edwards, Cassie Jackson, Maddie Williamson, and Harper Setzer all had block assists. The junior varsity was defeated by Northridge 25-14, 25-21. Emily Haverstock with 2 aces. Erica Shimasaki with 11 assists. Addie Weidenbender with 7 kills. And Erica also had 6 digs for the Lady Tigers. The freshmen won over Northridge 25-8, 26-24. Layla Ballinger with 5 aces. Layla also had 17 assists. Maya McClain had 8 kills. Joey DeLavet and Maya McClain and Melina Silvius and Bailey Edwards all had 1 block assist, and Maddie Perry had 11 digs. The JV football team dominated Goshen last Saturday in their NLC opener, 52-0. They are now 2-1 overall and 1-0 in the conference. It was 36-0 at halftime. Brady Sauer led the charge on offense with 3 rushing touchdowns, including a 30-yard run. Cohen McCray added 2 rushing touchdowns. Jack Bradford and Nathan Trusty each contributed 1 rushing score. On the defensive side, Hayden Farmer was a force, recording 1 sack and 2 tackles for loss. Kenrick Stuckey also with a quarterback sack. And Micah Kohler added to the defensive effort with an interception. The freshman football team on Thursday beat Goshen by a score of 52-6. Bryson Ellerson contributed a 7-yard touchdown run and an interception. Mason Sylvia scored on runs of 6 and 20 yards. Tanner Dippin and Lukey Juarez each scored recorded a sack for the defense. That brings us to the current, and we look at today's schedule, and it is very, very busy. The varsity girls volleyball team is hosting their invitational, which is already underway in the – I'm sorry, did I say volleyball? I meant tennis. The Warsaw boys tennis team is hosting their invitational at the Tiger Tennis Courts, and that's already underway. JV football is at Wawasee at 10 o'clock. The girls golf team begins their postseason today with the NLC championship at McCormick Creek, a course that they played very well on in the regular season. That tees off at 10 o'clock this morning. The boys soccer teams are in action today. The freshman or the orange team is hosting Valparaiso and Elkhart, and that begins at 10 o'clock. The girls soccer teams are home today at 1 and 2:30 against Lake Central at the Tiger Soccer Complex, and the varsity girls volleyball team is on the road at the Slicer Volleyball Invitational. Also then on Monday, girls golf will be home against Manchester at 5 o'clock, and the Unified Flag football team is at DeKalb at 6. On Tuesday, boys tennis is at Wawasee at 4:30. The boys JV and varsity soccer teams host Northwood with a JV game starting at 5 and the varsity to follow. Girls soccer, JV at Culver Academy on Tuesday at 5:45 with the varsity to follow that. The volleyball teams are all at Columbia City on Tuesday. Now, note the start time has changed on that. The JV and freshman volleyball matches begin at 6, and the varsity will follow that in the Eagle Arena. And then you have the girls varsity soccer team against Culver Academy on the road in Culver at 7:15. On Wednesday, the boys tennis team hosts Mishawaka at 5 o'clock. The boys soccer teams will be in action. JV at 5:30 on the road at Homestead. Varsity will follow that on the road at Homestead. The orange team, the freshman C team, will be at South Bend Adams to play at 6 o'clock. Unified Flag football team back in action on Wednesday at home at Fisher Field when they take on Northwood at 6:30. On Thursday, the girls' golf sectional will be held at Stonehenge, and that tee time will be at 8:30 in the morning. So you'll have golfers out on the course all throughout the day. On Thursday, the boys' tennis team will be hosting Northwood at 4:30. On Thursday, the freshman girls' volleyball team will host the Plymouth Lady Pilgrims at 5 o'clock on Thursday. The JV will also be playing Plymouth at 6 o'clock on Thursday in the Tiger Den, followed by the varsity match in the Tiger Den. The girls' JV soccer team plays at home against Penn at 5:30, followed by the varsity at about 7. And the freshman football team will host Wawasee at Fisher Field at 6 o'clock on Thursday. And the next Friday, it's the big football game in the NLC as Concord comes to Fisher Field to take on the Tigers. Kickoff is at 7, and we'll have coverage starting at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we will wrap things up here on a Saturday. It's Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? SIM is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the SIM zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, SIM is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit SIM.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
Tired of squinting at the menu or pretending you can see the scoreboard? At Reinhold and Talmer Eye Care, we're here to help you see what you've been missing. With over 50 years of experience and four trusted doctors, we provide the expert care your eyes deserve. No guesswork, just clear vision. Book your appointment today at ReinholdEyeCare.com or call 574-269-3828 and take the first step into a clearer tomorrow. Reinhold and Talmer Eye Care, family-centered care with medical-grade expertise right here in Warsaw.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
You know, I had a fan ask me this week, how do I get tickets for these events that are coming up, like on Saturdays? And I said, well, if you go to WarsawTigers.com and you click on Tickets and Passes, it'll list all the events that are coming up, home and away, and most of them have a ticket link attached to it. There's a second way that we started doing last weekend. There is a story posted at WarsawTigers.com that's called the Weekend Preview for Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th. And in that is a detailed description of all of the events that are coming up on Friday. Well, I just did Friday for the first time this week. I only did Saturday last week, but I'm going to add Friday to that because then the football game tickets are in there that you can buy your tickets. And it is details of where to park, what door to enter when you go to schools, home and away, and where it's available, there is a ticket link so that you can buy your tickets in advance. Okay? So it's all that in one place for you so that you can have that handy. So that's something that we started doing last weekend. It was very well received. So if you're going to an event today and you'd like to get your tickets in advance so you don't have to wait in line, I 100% agree with you. I totally get it. You can go to WarsawTigers.com. There is a story there in the news category under Weekend Preview, September 12th and 13th. And you'll be able to get your tickets for that event in that spot where there are tickets. Occasionally, there are events that they don't charge you for, and then you don't need a ticket link for that. But there are tickets there, and you can get those tickets in advance. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results. We can't do what we do here every Saturday without them. Thanks to Coach Curtis and Hunter and Enrique for joining us today. Thanks to RB Car Company for all they do for us. And thanks to the diner for feeding the guys. We will see you back here next Saturday, right back here.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.